From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
And another crazy morning for Willem and Steve, and good morning. As you've heard, we have a very special guest host today, all the way from, are you in Kitchener or Toronto right now, Kelsa?
I'm still in Kitchener.
Ah, yes, Kitchener, with all the Kitchenese. Yes.
But let me tell you, it's nice to have you guys actually joining me this time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have had the full hour for yourself. A monologue. Well, you would have had our guests coming up, Jerry Wagshall, Toronto-based investigative journalist, who will be talking about Puerto Vallarta and some of the colonial towns of Mexico, and then Melanie Refus, who's back from the Chateau Mont-Tremblant Resort north of Montreal, the Laurentian Mountains.
Jerry Wagshall, one of our triad of very special correspondents, because he's from the triad of Wagshall, Phillips, and Fodor. Jerry Wagshall, Vic Phillips, and Cynthia Fodor, who sounds like a law firm upholding the law of Zellers, which basically means...
Getting it free, that's what they are looking forward to.
Yeah, okay. Having said that, it's true, but it's fun. Anyway, so Jerry's going to be talking all about Mexico. And speaking of Mexico, Yoav is not with us today because apparently he went to a restaurant in Montreal and contacted what people often do in Mexico when they drink the water.
Yeah, Montezuma's revenge. But he didn't go to a Mexican restaurant. Actually, he went to a Lebanese restaurant. Didn't exactly appeal to him. So he's under the weather today.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys send me to some nice exotic place so I can do a review for you as well?
Well,
Mom, what's up with that?
Where would you like to go?
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to send me.
Oh, I think there's some seats on the next flight to Iqaluit to check out the capital of the Nunavut Territory in the middle of wintertime. So you asked. You said anywhere, and I said anywhere.
Okay, anywhere warm.
Okay, now you have to qualify that.
There we go.
That works
anywhere
better.
Anywhere warm, I'll go.
Jamaica in June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stephen
and I
went in the Saharan Desert.
Stephen and I. Okay, there are extremes.
There are extremes. With us, you have to narrow it down very specifically. Otherwise, the talking donkeys of this world will take over. And
referring to us, of course, the talking donkeys. You know, the funny thing part about that whole thing about talking donkey. It's our own way of saying smart ass, because of course another word for an ass is a donkey, and of course if a donkey could talk, it would be smart. Melanie came.
You know, we figured that actually.
Melanie came into the studio and didn't figure this one out, and she told us one day, says, "Well, I don't want to be part of a talking donkey." I said, "That's right, a talking donkey is smart." But anyway, we'll find that out at the end of the show.
We'll see what she has to say coming up at quarter to the hour.
All the dynamics, but of course,
you've got some important news to tell us as well, Kelsa.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, you said you did.
Yeah. You got some food scientists working on it?
Yes, it is. It's in the process of, you see, what happened is, my salsa is, it's not the thickened, it's very, very fresh and chunky, and so what I have to do is figure out how to get it in the jars, because you have to heat the jars legally, you have to make them quite hot before you put the product in.
Right.
So what happens is, though, when the jars are hot like that and you put the product in, it cooks it a little bit.
Oh.
My salsa is completely uncooked.
Right.
So this is what we're working on right now. This is why we have scientists. But it's all a process. It just takes time. You know what I mean? Little things come up all the time. I'm sure once we lick this, then there'll be something else.
Yeah, we're staying tuned for the...
Stay tuned for the big launch.
The big launch. And, of course, in October, we got you coming down here. We're going to taste test the salsa, because we're looking forward to that.
We'll be eating it.
And you specifically requested the wuss portion.
Yes, definitely. No, I did. I
I know.
Yeah. I thought you said Steven. Now, Steven can eat more spice than me. I'm the spice wimp.
I'm sort of the medium range.
Yeah.
Medium range. I don't want it hot, so that I have to pull out the fire extinguisher and jam it down my throat.
Well, it kind of looks like it'll go wusses, kind of hot, and then volcanic. Those will be the three.
Oh, that'll be good.
And which one do you like? Which one do you prefer?
Oh, I'm definitely the volcanic.
Really? Now that's good, yes.
Yeah, it's always good to have the three different types and then three different types to sample it and get
exactly.
An opinion on each type.
You can imagine that. Soon we're going to be welcoming on board once again our new sponsor, Roadside Beverage Corporation out of Virginia, makers of Route 66 root beer. And we're going to – actually, next year we're going to Albuquerque for the 75th anniversary of the Route 66 highway out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we will have ourselves a – well, the idea is we're going to have a trailer with Route 66 root beer, chips and salsa, and broadcasting from various points along Route 66 on our way down to this great big party. So that'll be fun.
That will be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Something to look forward to in the year 2001.
We need to find Sounds a chips.
Good to me.
We need to find a chips manufacturer, though, to feature the chips and salsa.
Well, they make some in Waterbury, Vermont, the culinary capital of New England. So
yes, yeah.
Have to get them on board. Maybe a good friend, Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, can arrange that.
That'd be fun.
I'm sure you won't have a problem getting some salsa, some chips. The salsa's already happening, so.
Yeah. And we have the root beer to wash it down. Hey, what more can you ask for?
Not that the salsa really needs washing down.
No, that's true.
But it's part of the experience. You sit there in warm weather and have a snack, watch something on television, listen to the radio.
Yeah, being September, we all wonder where the summer has gone, too.
It just seems like overnight, summer is gone and autumn is upon us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really hot here today and very hot here yesterday as well, like 30-31 yesterday.
Holy macaroni. That is Celsius, by the way.
That's Celsius, that's right, yeah.
We are not polar bears.
Our listeners in Reno and Raleigh, they're saying, oh, boy, we're not coming north. We're going to freeze. This is summertime.
Americans are sitting up there going, what is she talking about?
Yeah. Well,
31 is a hot day for us Canadians.
31 is about 80-something degrees there, so, yeah.
It's hot for us.
86, 87 Fahrenheit, boy.
Yeah, so
typical summer day.
We do not live in igloos around here. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, Kelsa, we're going to talk with you a bit more following the break. And let me see. We're going to give out your website here. Go for it.
Okay.
www.kelsakinsley.com. K-E-L-S-A.
Kelsa Kinsley is K-E-L-S-A-K-I-N-S-L-Y. No E in Kinsley.
That's right. So, we are ready to roll the break, everybody.
Stay listening for Jerry Wagshall when we return.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World. Welcome to
Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and...
Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-357-4846. That's 1-800-357-4846. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
You demand a lot more out of your truck, don't you? So when you're getting a new truck, you don't just settle for any truck. No, sir. You head to truck season at your quality Ford dealer, where you'll find a Ford Ranger with $1,000 cash back. That's a lot of money, my friend. And all the features you'd expect from a number one seller, like switch-on four-wheel drive and the most powerful V6 engine yet, because you demand it, big fella. So see your quality Ford dealer during truck season for details.
Fast Tees. From simple one-color logos
to multicolored custom designs.
Fast Tees covers all of your team, speedway, or business needs.
Call 717-463-2238. That's
Fast Tees describes a woman I once knew.
Fast Tees.
T-shirts, golf shirts, hats, sweats, and jackets.
Fast Tees.
Official printer of the Williams Grove Speedway, Knoxville Raceway, and Eldora Speedway Apparel.
Call 717-463-2238.
Fast Tees.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involve risk and are not suitable for everyone.
15.
Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the grain markets, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Grain prices are near 20-year lows. Weather conditions exist right now over many key growing areas worldwide. Consumption is projected to outstrip production due to rising Asian demand. Learn how to leverage over 50,000 bushels of grains in today's market.
Let's roll it in. All right, we're back.
Starting back again.
This is the Pete Monet show.
Oh, yes, in honor of Pete Monet. Pete Monet. Getting a Monet masterpiece.
A Monet masterpiece.
Welcome back to Travel World, Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, Kelsa Kinsley on the phone, Jerry Wagschel on the phone. Hey, everyone's on the phone today.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and Kelsa, a little bit more. You are an actress. You've started to get in certain movies right now. What are the movies that you're doing right now?
Okay, well, I just finished doing a TV show with Ken Finkelman, who did Newsroom.
Yeah.
And he's quite well known in Canada, but I don't know about the States. But anyways, I just did an episode of his new series called Foreign Objects.
Uh-huh.
And I have a part in an independent film called Last Call, which will be in the film festivals. We're just shooting now, so it'll be in the festivals next season, next year. And a bunch of other things that haven't come out yet.
So when is... I saw on your website there's a movie called Sparrow, which is about... actually about the CIA experiments that were conducted right here in Montreal.
That's right, yeah.
And when would that be coming out?
I don't know when that's coming out. Again, that was an independent production, and he's we've shot everything, and it's put together, but there's about 3 weeks left of editing and fine-tuning that he doesn't have the money for.
Oh! So we have to find
the wonders of making independent films in Canada.
We have to find a financier.
Yes.
Maybe.
So you know, he just needs a little bit. Like I said, about 3 weeks, but that adds up.
Yeah.
And so once he gets that money together and he puts it together, then we'll start to know when it's coming out, what's happening with it. But right now, it's just sitting there doing nothing, which is really too bad because it's a really interesting story and it's probably one of my better films.
True. And then there's another one, the independent movie, Thinking of You.
Thinking of You, yes. I was a dominatrix by night and a high school teacher by day. In that one. very interesting film, and it was a ton of fun to make. And same thing, there's just no word on when it's coming out yet. But, you know, that always happens with independent stuff. It just takes time, and the next thing you know, it's out and happening. And
well, let us know
as soon as I have more info, I will pass it along to you.
We'll do a Liberty Works launch of these movies.
Okay.
We'll watch them in studio and to critique them live on the air.
Great.
That'd be kind of neat. One of the funny things, of course, we play lead backs sometimes that are appropriate to the people. We have Jerry Wagschel, who went to Mexico, and we played Acapulco Heat. And, of course, it's a hot day in Kitchener where Kelsa is. And, Kelsa, meet Jerry Wagschel. I'd like to...
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Kelsa, how you doing?
I'm doing great. These guys have told me all kinds of good things about you.
Oh, good. Well, you sound great. Is your film going to be opening up in New York, you figure, with your independent movie you were talking about?
I don't know, but they said that you could maybe give me a job.
But the Angelica, they've got a really good independent movie theater over there called the Angelica.
Angelica
Theater, you've probably seen that place.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm just hearing a little crackling, yeah.
Me too, I'm hearing the same crackling.
Snap and crackling pop. It's a Pete Monet day on Travel World.
Well, I thought Jerry was eating his Cracker Jacks there in his room, and that's what he was doing right near the phone.
Chips and salsa.
I thought it was the salsa chips you guys were talking about before. I thought you guys got carried away.
Yeah, you're talking.
All right.
These guys always get carried away.
That's us.
Do. Now, Jerry, you're back from Mexico. What did you take in this time? Because it's a second or third visit this year.
Yeah, second visit this year, Stephen, exactly. What we got this time is one of the place that we went to here was the area around Puerto Vallarta and the area. And you often hear about Puerto Vallarta. It's a very popular tourist destination, so you'd think possibly that it could be over-touristed. But one of the things I think we learned was that there are many areas there that are unspoiled and that have exceptional scenery and a chance to experience the real Mexico. And I think one of the things that stands out most from our trip is the feeling of how friendly the Mexican people really are. And how welcoming they are to tourists. And as you guys know, doing a travel show in Kelsa, too, as well, you know that there are some places, unfortunately, in the world where you do go visit, and because of the influx of tourists, I mean, it even happens in some Canadian cities, you can see it, it's just like enough already, you know, with these tourists, and enough of with their questions, and, you know, where's the bus, and where's this, and where's that. I mean, you should hear my Spanish. It's quite atrocious. But, you know, they're very friendly and helpful, and there's no attitude, and There are some places in Puerto Vallarta that are extremely beautiful, so I'll just talk to you about a couple of those.
Sure.
One of the fairly newer areas, in around Puerto Vallarta is Marina Vallarta, and one of the hotels that we stayed in over there was the Westin Hotel, which was designed by the Mexican architect Javier Sordo Madaleno, which has about 280 rooms. The hotel has a lot of open spaces filled with light, and the design was inspired by traditional Mexican houses. And the geometrical forms are combined with bright colors like pink, yellow, and blue in a way that the same spot seems different at different times during the day because of the different combinations of light and color. Now, one of the things that sort of stands out for this hotel is that the pool for the hotel was built around the existing palm trees that were there. All in all, there's about 600 trees on the property. Not 600 trees on the pool, but 600 trees on the property. And, you can actually see, it's amazing, because if you look from the balcony, you look down, and instead of looking at a big pool, you're looking at all these trees, and the pool is sort of built around the trees that are there. So it's very, very beautiful to look at from the room, and also very nice to swim in, obviously. And a restaurant there called Garibaldi's is overlooking the beach and the bay. And from there, you can look across the water and see Puerto Vallarta, which is to the south of Marina Vallarta, which is in the north. It has a beautiful soaring lobby with these very typical animal sculptures, very large.
Animal mating sculptures.
The name of the actor, but the guy from Crocodile Dundee was actually there.
Paul Hogan.
Yes, exactly. And he was there, actually. And what they did for him was... there was a dolphin, I think, one of these kind of dolphin statues, and they replaced it. They spent days looking for some kind of an alligator statue, which is actually still there. They never got rid of it. The hotel is involved in something also known as a turtle project, because there's a lot of turtles in the area. And what happens is that basically the turtles lay their eggs on the beach, but of course they get, all the natural wildlife in the area will go and eat them, so... What some of the hotels and some of the other businesses in the area are doing are actually taking them, and at the West End they have a little area where they put the eggs so that they protect them until they hatch, and then when they hatch, which we didn't see, but it does happen, people from the hotel and the guests can take them down to the beach where they swim away. And of course, only 1-2% of them survive, but because of that, there's more of them living. If you want to stay longer, you might want to consider also they have those condos for sale and time sharing as well at the what's known as the Club Regina. So again, it's the Westin Regina Hotel in Marina Vallarta. Some other things that you can do. So one of the most amazing things, of course, to do in the area is the snorkeling and the diving. We went out with a guy is known from Mike. He's actually from Vancouver, but he's called Aqua Guy. He calls himself Aqua Guy, and I'm pretty sure his website is www.aquaguy.com. And he will take you on a boat where you can go. I went diving and snorkeling at the same time because my wife Alexa doesn't dive. I do. She snorkels. So we went snorkeling together, and then when they were having lunch, we went diving. Went into a place called Mahawitas, which is in the south of Puerto Vallarta, about a 40-minute drive by boat, and 40-minute ride, I should say, right, not drive. And anyway, so that was very interesting. There were so many incredible fish at this place where we went. There was a school of clownfish. There must have been about, 75, at least 100 fish just circling around you. I loved it. Alex was kind of like, okay, there's a little too many fish here. But I loved it. And you can actually, one of the things, I've never done this before, you guys have probably done this, is what's popular in Mexico, it appears, is that they like to give you bread to feed the fish.
And then they gather around you, yeah.
And then they gather around you. When I was in the Caribbean, we never used to feed them.
In the Amazon, they give you a chicken leg to feed the piranha.
Where do they do that?
That's sick.
Yeah, I know.
Give it to Willem.
Leave it to Willem, yeah.
What price is that?
Before you split, I think they want me to tell you that we're breaking in a minute.
Okay, we're breaking in a minute. Okay, good.
Actually, 20 seconds, but go ahead.
All right. A couple of another place where you can go is other things to see. The real Mexico, for example, is a beach known as Miss Maloya Beach, which is very popular with Mexican families. And anywhere getting around Puerto Verde, you can take a bus, which is 3 pesos, which is approximately 30 cents U.S.
We're breaking now, Jerry. Take care.
Okay.
See you soon. Following the break on Travel World.
Every time you call my name,
Liberty Works Radio. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
143.
Hey, this is Kelsa Kinsley from Toronto, Canada, helping to guest host today. You're listening to the Travel World Radio Show with those two wild and crazy cuckoo type guys, Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Travel World. AM 600.
Yeah, for every Pete Monet moment, there's a Scott Saxon moment here on Liberty Works Radio Network. It's Willem with Stephen and Kelsa. And Jerry Wagschill, of course. Funny enough, Jerry is from Toronto, but he's in Montreal today, talking about Mexico.
Yeah, before he moves to New York City.
Kelsa's from Toronto, in Kitchener, yes.
Everyone moves around.
Travel world. This is what the true global economy, multi-city, imagine that.
Everyone in different cities and hearing us in cities across America this morning. And Jerry, you were just talking before the break about heading off away from Puerto Vallarta to discover more of the small-town Mexico experience.
Right, exactly. Well, we were talking to you a little bit about Ms. Maloya, which is a beach which is very, on the weekends you can see it packed in with Mexican families, and I think that's what you were mentioning there about the experiencing the real Mexico, taking the Mexican buses for 3 pesos, which is a great deal for 30 cents. You don't necessarily have to take a cab, okay, so there's no air conditioning, but you know what, you'll live. And you'll get to see, you know, people getting on and off the bus, and you'll get to, you can go to the beach or go anywhere you want for a really good price.
Hey, Jerry, is this your first time to Mexico?
No, it isn't. I guess I started going there back in, the first time I went was back in 1987 when I took a Greyhound bus to Laredo, Texas, and then walked across the bridge to Nuevo Laredo and then took a train for 25 hours to Mexico City. And I was surprised when I was at the border. I remember when I was crossing over to Nuevo Laredo, and no one asked me for any documents. He kind of just like waved me in.
Right.
I guess things have changed, you know, from the days of 1987 to the time now with free trade and Mexico being a real economic power and important partner in the world economy.
So how many times have you been to Mexico?
Now I would say probably about, I think, three times.
And how does Puerto Vallarta compare to the rest of the cities you've been to?
Well, I think Puerto Vallarta, I think really compares in a very strong way. My concern going there was I thought, well, you know, so many people go there and there's so many charters. I was worried. I thought, well, you know, I was a little worried. I wasn't that worried. I was looking forward to it, but I thought maybe it's over-touristed, but I think with a little work, and not that much work, actually, you can really see the real Mexico within Puerto Vallarta. I'll give you an example. We went to some restaurants that were in Puerto Vallarta in the what is known as, I guess, the Old City, which is across, you know, a main river that cuts up the city. And it was called the River Cual, I think. And it's amazing. I mean, you leave all the big sort of touristy kind of places, you know, the Hooters and all the other things that have been built up there, and you...
Did you say Hooters?
Yes, there is actually Hooters. It's like a
got
big,
my attention,
all
too.
All these kinds of places that have been built in Puerto Vallarta, along with, you know, many hotels and, you know, large hotels and that sort of thing.
And a city's not on the map until there's a Hooters.
I guess. Well, it was actually the city...
Montreal's still waiting.
Uh, talking about since you're an actor, when Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were there shooting The Night of the Iguana back in the early 60s. And you guys probably know the story, but just for people who don't, basically what happened was Richard Burton went there with Elizabeth Taylor, who was married. Not to Richard. And everybody on this crew, this film, The Night of the Iguana, which was a John Huston film, everyone was having affairs with practically everyone else or with every, you know, other people or whatever. So it just turned into a kind of a really, from a gossip point of view, it became a sort of a steamy source of rumors, and the international press was attracted. And that's actually, oddly enough, it wasn't the Hooters, but actually this story, which put this Puerto Vallarta on the map and changed it from being, a fairly small place into an international tourist destination, right, which it still continues to be today.
And then how long after that did the Hooters go in?
You got me. I don't know the answer to that. But we didn't go to the Hooters. I'm just saying that if you get away from that and you go, you know, just a little bit, there's some amazing places. We went to a couple of really good restaurants that were there. One was a new place that had been opened called Los Milagros, which specializes in some authentic dishes like moles, for example, a kind of stew cooked in sauce flavored with Mexican herbs. And there you can sit out in a little courtyard in the back, and it's beautifully decorated and romantic with candles and that sort of thing. Another restaurant there that we were at is called Los Arbolitos, which is it overlooks a river and flows down from the mountain to the which flows down from the mountain to the sea. Stephen, getting back to, and Kelsey, getting back to your questions about small town Mexico and an unexplored area of Mexico. We went also about an hour away north to a place known as Punta Mita, which maybe many of the listeners haven't heard about before, but it's a source of a new development. In the past, it was just really a bunch of very small towns, and there still are some very small towns there where you can go to Palapas on the beach and that sort of thing, and a little town known as Bucerias, which is in the area, to see the small real town Mexico. And in that area also is a new development, the Punta Mita development, where an elegant, super luxurious, very exclusive resort called the Four Seasons Punta Mita has just been developed. In fact, it's only 1 year old. It just
and whereabouts is it?
Opened last year. It's in Punta Mita, which is about an hour north or so of Puerto Vallarta, and it's something probably a lot of listeners haven't heard about yet. It's an incredibly stunning scenic area where you can see, and the resort is basically designed to showcase, the natural surroundings.
Right.
And the design was kept quite minimal. And, for example, I'll give you an example. The floors are marble, but they're not highly polished marble. And from the lobby, I would say that the centerpiece of the lobby, in fact, is the beach and the rocky coastline, which you can see from the lobby. So it's incredible. I mean, that's the thing that really got me about it. This resort has a very subdued feeling. So, again, you think of Puerto Vallarta, you can think of, a lot of charters going over there, flying over there.
Did you fly while you were there, or did you all ground transport?
We took ground transport, actually, from... We flew to Mexico City, and then we flew to Guadalajara, and then from there we took a bus to from Guadalajara to Puerto Vallarta, which is actually another very interesting way to get a sense of the of small town Mexico and real Mexico, because you go through all these different places.
Right.
People are throwing, people are getting on the bus to serve you, food that you can buy and that sort of thing. Both of the resorts we mentioned on the show today obviously have their own water purification facilities,
mm-hmm.
so you don't don't have to worry about it. And just to dispel a rumor, my wife and I were perfectly well during our whole experience in Mexico. I mean, I think there's certain things you want to be careful about.
Like ice cubes?
Like ice. Well, on the resorts, it's fine. I mean, you can have ice cubes because the water is all purified.
Right.
And in fact, in Puerto Vallarta, there are services. Most of the restaurants have ice cubes brought to them, so they are okay.
Oh, I see.
And I was drinking the drinks, and there was absolutely no problem whatsoever. However, when I came back to Toronto, you're in Toronto, right? So you know a restaurant. There's a couple of restaurants on the Danforth, and I just went to one of them. Most of them are good, but the only place of time I really got sick is when I get home and
right.
I ate at one of those.
Right.
So, of course, I wasn't worried about that, so there you go. One of the amazing things about this particular resort, which I say is very subdued.
Uh-oh, I'm just looking at my watch. 1 minute.
1 minute left?
Yep.
Is an incredible golf course designed by Jack Nicklaus, which is 18 holes.
Right, I've heard about
acres. And in fact, one of the...
is that in Puerto Vallarta?
No, this is in Punta Mita on the resort, the Four Seasons. And one of those holes is actually on an island hole. And which means that you tee off on the land, and the green is on an island. And to get to that island, you need a special vehicle, which is basically takes you through the water to get you onto the island. And it's an incredible thing designed by Jack Nicklaus. A fabulous, fabulous golf course. And there's also a spa on the resort as well, which features a Punta Mita massage in which tequila is used. And just to say, Air Canada has...
I wondered when you were going to get to tequila.
Tequila, I will. In the massage.
In the massage.
Canada has two
10 seconds, Jerry.
Nonstop flights to Puerto Vallarta, starting at around 7:40. There's many flights per day, but two nonstop flights per day.
Three,
if you book a week in advance, it's only $740 from Toronto directly to Mexico City, and from there it's very, very inexpensive. If you take a bus to anywhere you want to go, domestic flights are a little bit more expensive, but I would suggest that's an excellent way to go. Just call Air Canada.
All right, we got a break now.
Sounds good, Jerry.
All right.
Across America via satellite.
Those are hot.
Oh, attitude.
If I wanted one thing, I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
If I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
More than 2.5 billion prescriptions were dispensed last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur, 30? And what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. 15. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Hey, listen up. This is Kelsa Kinsley from Toronto, Ontario, guest hosting today on the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Ah, yes. Mm. And what do you use during a massage? Butt cream,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, cream or baby powder, oils.
Baby oil, yes. Because we're talking about spas today.
Yes, Melanie Reppes is with us, starting to plan for some fall and winter getaways and fast getaways, weekend getaways to the Laurentian Mountains north of Montreal and the brand new Chateau Mont Tremblant Resort. Melanie joins us now. Good morning.
How are you both?
Hey, not bad, Melanie.
Doing fine.
I want to introduce you to Kelsa Kinsley from Toronto, our guest host today, Melanie.
How are you, Kelsa?
Hey, Melanie, I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty relaxed, actually. After the weekend I spent up in the, as Stephen said, the Chateau Mont Tremblant, the Laurentians here in Quebec.
Nice.
An incredible way to just chill out and unwind, as they say, which is just really, we don't have enough time to do that. So you got to make some time. This beautiful hotel is just 90 minutes from Montreal in a car, and as all our American listeners know, Montreal is an easy destination to get to from the United States.
Right.
And of course, with the American dollar, we get a lot of bang for the buck.
So oh yes,
it's a great place to venture up here. It's about an hour and a half in a car, the Laurentians, that is, from the city of Montreal, and it's a beautiful ride through the country. And in the fall, apparently, the foliage is beautiful.
And you were there for the whole weekend?
I was, actually, and it just starts the unwinding process. You know, when you're driving on a kind of, you know, sort of countryish road and you see the mountains down the street and you pull into this fabulous hotel. The village itself is very cool, actually, as well. It's very European looking. It's got a lot of restaurants and a lot of shopping, et cetera. And then at the top of the hill is the hotel. And it's very, 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 very beautiful.
Well, the shopping in Montreal is fabulous.
It is indeed, actually. It is very fabulous and quite addictive.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
They have incredible shoes.
Oh, shoes. It's very known for the shoes, actually. But you only need sneakers on your way up to the hotel. So you just got to throw those in the back of the car. And
don't have to dress up too much.
You don't indeed have to dress up too much, although the hotel is pretty dressed up, I must say. They put about $800 million into the renovations back in 1991. The owner's IntraWest, and the hotel has won the title of the, if you can imagine, number one resort town in North America for four times.
Oh, so that's pretty good news.
Quite a spectacle, yeah.
IntraWest also owns Whistler Blackcomb.
Yeah, it's all part of the, it's actually, this hotel is a CP hotel, part of the Fairmount chain, which Stephen knows probably more than I do.
Yes, well, you stayed at their one in Bermuda, and then we toured their property in Scottsdale, Arizona last year for lunch and the golf course beside it. So, yeah, they've
they are quite,
big name.
Yeah, they are indeed quite a growing hotel, or I guess a family of hotel properties, and you're quite right, I had a fabulous time in the one in Bermuda, and I heard great things about the one in Arizona from you guys when you were down there, and they're all known for really high level, you know, attention paid to their activities, such as golf, and some of them, I imagine the Arizona one has a lot of that going on. Mm-hmm. Gourmet dining in all of them is fabulous, and of course, winter and summer sports galore in all of them. But as Stephen said a couple of moments ago, I just forgot about all that stuff, shopping, golf, sports, all that stuff. I just packed sneakers and drove up there with a couple of buddies and ventured into the spa, which is called Le Spa because it's here in Quebec. And it's the largest health center actually in Quebec. It's 10,000 square feet of 15 treatment rooms. And
is that where you are right now, Melanie? You're in Quebec?
Yes, I am.
You are, okay.
I am, yeah. And okay. I was there last weekend, so I'm a little mellow still. And as Stephen Willem can tell you, it's got to take a pretty good spa to mellow me out.
Yes.
And this place certainly fits the bill. If you could imagine, 15 treatment rooms is a large size spa for anyone who's been in one.
When you got there on Friday, so what did you do? Tell us what's the first thing they did you? Like, was this like an actual treatment? Is this like a special weekend, or are you on your own to do whatever you want?
Well, we had there's so many choices that you can get up there in terms of what's offered in the spa. So we drove up Saturday from Montreal. We checked into the room, which was fabulous, and I should recommend, in fact, that we were three of us, and we took a suite. And the suite has two bedrooms and two bathrooms, and you can probably fit another three people in there because the rooms are really large.
Nice.
Very beautiful. And then we wandered into the village and had a great dinner, and then woke up early Sunday morning and just went nuts in the spa. There's all kinds of things you can do in it, from body scrubs to body wraps to hydrotherapy massages, deep cleaning facials, pedicure, something called a pressotherapy, which is great for anyone whose legs give them a bit of trouble, arthritic legs, or just tired from, you know, wandering around and want to sort of chill their legs out. It's called pressotherapy. They put sort of a gizmo thing on both legs. And
a gizmo thing?
Yeah, I'm very scientific. Also, if you can. we had a couple, we had a selection. The hotel offers spa packages where you can pick three out of many, or you can just take one, and they start as low as $15. So,
oh, wow.
I actually had a pedicure the first time I'd ever had that because it came with a foot massage, and I was walking on clouds for 3 days after that.
And you know what? There's something about when you get a pedicure, it lasts forever compared to when you do it yourself.
There's something funny about that. It's totally true.
It
and
is
these,
true.
These attendants, of course, in the spa are very, very well trained. And for our American listeners, they all speak English as well as French. Tremblant's French.
Very good. Yeah.
But they all speak English, as does all of the hotel staff, which is quite important when people are planning travel destinations.
Yes.
And you can call the hotel prior, and they will tell you all the services that they offer. You can pick, as they say, a package, or you can just do an individual one, really depending. The packages, by the way, start at about $130, and they go up to about $240.
That's not bad at all.
Which is really good.
It is.
That you come out of there really, really relaxed. And, you know, as you said before, with the American dollar, it's really almost half that. So totally worth it.
Yeah, that's about $50 American.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
Good value for your dollar. And, of course, people can get that information. 1-800-441-1414 is the central number for Canadian Pacific Fairmont Hotels, or direct to the hotel at 819-681-7000, on the internet at fairmont.com, F-A-I-R-M-O-N-T. And I think they still have the old site, cphotels.ca. I think they're linked now, one and the other.
I should also point out as well that you don't have to be a guest of the hotel to actually enjoy the spa. With a lot of hotels, they make you stay there in order for you to use the facilities. And I quite highly recommend staying in the hotel, of course, but there are others, quite honestly, up there in the village. And you can stay anywhere you want and still use the spa services. So always makes it a bit nicer when you're planning a vacation.
Yeah, you have just opens up your options.
It certainly opens your options. And as I said, the hotel is, of course, the most convenient because the spa's right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a large hotel. It's got about 300-something rooms and over 60 suites. But it's getting quite popular, so as Stephen just suggested, with their phone numbers and their website, et cetera, you should probably call a bit early if you're planning a weekend up there and want to make sure that you get the spa services that you want and also, of course, the room.
Plan ahead is the advice here. I know I've had some clients, some friends who've stayed up at the Chateau Mont Tremblant, came back with nothing but rave reviews, and these were very picky people who were bound to complain about anything, and they enjoyed their stay at the Chateau Mont Tremblant. 1-800-441-1414.
Good God, the time goes by so fast.
Hey, an hour whizzes by. It's we're relaxed just listening to Melanie talk about the spa treatment.
Being all pampered and stuff.
We're going to have to visit a spa ourselves this afternoon, I bet.
I'm going to be on the spa beat now. I'm going to have to do another one after this. I'm totally spoiled.
You see, we take care of our correspondents on Travel World. Melanie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
Take care, Melanie. Kelsa, stay on, please.
Have a great weekend, Melanie. Hey, another week gone by, and that means planning for next week, I'll be heading down to a Smuggler's Notch of Vermont, just ahead of fall foliage season. They're an all-condo resort at the base of the mountain, and checking out some of the restaurants there.
This is not the famous hotel in Swanton, is it?
No, this is 50 miles from Swanton.
Yes, I know. Just kidding.
This is the property where you talk to one of the sales directors and ask them about his sister property, which doesn't exist in San Francisco.
Smugglers not.
No, well, those words were in the 1828 dictionary.
That's right, so you can say that.
There were a lot of smugglers, and there were whale bones. And also, Paul McElroy, he's written a novel, fact-based novel, called Trackon, and he says he's going to tell us about how the air traffic control system could literally scare the hell out of you if you really knew what the government is hiding. It's a conspiracy out there, the FAA, the DOT, what they're hiding from all of us.
Now, that's so perfect for Travel World and for the Liberty Works Radio Network. One week has gone by. Next week, we'll join Stephen, and thanks for joining us. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Bye.
Bye, Kelsa. Take care.
Bye.
And join us again. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company. Lost and found and turned around by the fire.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
True. See you guys.